honour our mothers, our grandmothers, and the mothers of our children. I think these are lifetime tasks, neither of which can just be confined to a simple worship service, okay? I don't believe that anything has ever been said or ever will be said that is eloquent enough or expressive enough to articulate the true value of a mother. One mother said, "The joy of motherhood is when a woman experiences what a woman experiences when all her children are finally are in bed." Get that? Okay. As I was thinking about it, I've just got a short little message today. I know there are mums here this morning that are at all different stages of life, okay? You think about the women that are here. We, you know, sort of like, you know, you might have single mums. You know, we have mums who've experienced the empty nest and those who are about to experience the empty nest. We've got mothers away with children. We've got mums who are working in the marketplace, mums who are staying at home full time. We've got mums coping with the pressures of being a mum. We've got some mothers with teenagers who one day feel that they're appreciated and the next day they feel like they're total idiots, okay? But a mother can be considered old-fashioned to a teenager, but just mum to a third grader or toddler, okay? But there's hardly a thrill of life that can compete with this. When you see your kids pointing you out in the crowd and saying, "That's my mum!" Okay? There are mums of kids who are now old enough to have their own kids, and there's grandkids, okay? I read this. One day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. She suddenly noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast to her brunette hair. She said to her mum, why do you have some white hairs there, mum? Mum replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turns white." Little girl thought about this for a moment and then asked, "Well, how come all of Grandma's hairs are white?" Yes. We have some mothers of toddlers who actually want to take a nap during the sermon so they can actually have the strength to face the kids for the rest of the day. I totally understand. But to all the mums that are here, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for loving the way that you do. I also want us to speak on behalf of every intelligent male that's here and say we couldn't do what you do. Notice I said intelligent there, okay, all right, because there are some males that wonder what you do, all right, okay. But I heard about a special game show, all right, that males should submit themselves to. It's sort of a cross between Survivor and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Here's how it works. 6 married men will be dropped off on an island with 1 car and 4 kids each for 6 weeks. Each kid plays 2 sports and will take music or dance lessons, okay? Each man must take care of the 4 kids, keep his assigned house clean, do the dishes, correct all the homework, complete science projects, cook, do laundry, etc. And there's no access to fast food. The men only have access to the television when the kids are all asleep and the chores are done. And there's only 1 40-inch TV between them all, and there's no remote. The men must help in the classes weekly, clean up after the 6 sick children at 3 a.m. Then the kids vote off the men off the island based on their competence. The last man wins only if he has enough energy to be intimate with his spouse at a moment's notice. Okay? And if the last man does, okay, he can play the game over and over and over for the next 18 to 25 years, eventually earning the right to be called mum. All right, okay. But I think that's a pretty accurate job description if you actually think about it. Now what I want to do is I just want to talk a little bit about what I believe we can learn about God from the attitudes and actions of our mums. Firstly, God is love. He loved us enough to die on the cross. He loves you and me this much. He cares for you and us. And we need to allow him to not only be our Saviour, but our Lord as well. And when we do that, he'll wipe away every tear. Now, mothers have tears. Tears for children. Few things are more powerful than the tears and prayers of a mother. Few things are more tender than a mother's hug or compassionate touch. But mums can be tough, okay? Sergeant in the army was frustrated in his efforts to make a soldier out of a certain recruit, because this recruit just grumbled consistently about everything. But one day, a noticeable change took place in the recruit. And one of the guys noticed this and he asked the sergeant, he said, said, how did this happen? He goes, well, threats and punishment didn't work, so I had to resort to the ultimate weapon. I called his mother. Mums can be tough, but they can also be the voice of encouragement. The writer of Hebrews reminds us to encourage one another daily. Think about that. And then the Bible tells us, therefore, encourage each other and build each other up. Okay, that's Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica. You know, sort of like these are things, and mothers do these things. As families, we're meant to be doing these things. Mothers should understand this, and they're often the voice that lifts us up. Mums, just the way that you love can be so intuitive. It really can. It's so amazing. It's like when your child's about to throw up and you're trying to catch it, okay? It's sort of like, you just do it. You bandage all kinds of wounds from the physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual wounds. Mums can be great at showing love. But it's the display of love that can also help us understand God's love. The love that was, you know, that's compassionate, it's tender and consistent and sacrificial and selfless. Now, I'll be the first to say, a mother's love is not perfect. As kids, we often wish it was, that a mother would forgive us no matter what, that a mother would stand with us no matter what, that a mother would be there for us no matter what. You know, that a mother would love us no matter what. We've all faced times in our lives where we have been let down by mums because they're not perfect. They're not perfect. But Romans tells us this, and I love this. We know how dearly God loves us because he has given us his Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. With his love. I love that verse. Sort of like we want to have a heart filled with God's love. As a matter of fact, there's a chapter in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13. You may know it. It's called the love chapter. And I was thinking about that during the week, so I'm going to replace the word love and insert the word mum. So listen to this. Mum is patient and kind. Mum is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Mum does not demand her own way. Mum is not irritable. And mum keeps no record of when she has been wronged. Mum is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Mum never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Now, maybe that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration, some of those. Never irritable. I'm thinking of my own mum, okay, all right. Never keeps track of wrong. But I think looking at a mum is probably the closest thing we have on earth to God's love. The Bible boldly proclaims that there's only one love in the universe that it takes to transform a life. Think about that. Transform a life. And what love is that? That's the love that God gives. It's the kind of love that not only God has, but he wants to put into our lives. Now I'm going to pray for mums, pray for us. But before I do that, I've just got some of the kids here this morning that want to cut, hopefully they haven't gone out yet, but we're going to hand out some chockies. Yes. We're going to hand out. So, mums, you receive a heart, okay? A chocolate heart, okay? Which is beautiful. You can hand them out now, kids. That's all right. Okay? All the mums. And if there's not that many mums, you keep the leftovers. So, there you go. I'm being generous, okay?